our message of hope. We are grateful.
Here in the parking lot of New Corinthian Baptist Church in Indianapolis, Pastor Terry Webster is welcoming people waiting in long lines of cars to a weekly food distribution. But he's also sure to point out they have more than just food.
We have career development from the governor's office. They'll tell you about $25 an hour jobs.
Webster points to a booth on the sidewalk just before people get boxes of food placed into their back seats. There, people from Indiana's Office of Career Connections and Talent and Ivy Tech stand ready to tell people about Next Level Jobs, a state-funded program that pays for job training. It's existed for over 3 years now, but Webster says with massive job losses due to the pandemic, people at his church need it now more than ever. So they're trying something new. He called some connections and got leaders in workforce development to come out and spread the word.
I'm hearing, where do I find hope? Where do I find a job? A lot of businesses are not coming back. They're gone. So it leaves a level of apprehension.
Chris Lowry is the Senior VP for Workforce Alignment at Ivy Tech and was helping run the booth. He says it's kind of a big experiment to figure out how they can reach more people where they already are.
Various of us here today, we know about Next Level, Workforce Ready Grants, Employer Training Grants, what the programs are, how it's covered, you know, this, that, and the other. Not enough people know, right? Like, not enough people know.
Since Next Level Jobs launched in 2017, almost 18,000 people have completed some kind of job certification program. And this fall alone, close to 6,000 Hoosiers enrolled in training programs at Ivy Tech campuses statewide for the first time. They could get Next Level Jobs to pay for their fees. A lot of that's thanks to the state opening up the program to more people during the pandemic and targeting people on unemployment benefits to get information about Next Level Jobs. But Lowry says in-person outreach at places like food pantries and churches can help reach some people that could use the help the most.
We've got to do more of this. You know, the people who are doing the marketing and advertising, it's incredible. It's great. But the biggest learning for me is we've just got to do more of this because we've got to reach more people.
Nationally, job recovery has lagged the most in communities of color, and data from enrollments in the Next Level Jobs Workforce Ready Grant last year show that black men are overrepresented in these programs. That may mean they find the training more useful than other demographic groups. Pastor Webster says being a black man makes him more effective at talking to and advocating for people in his community.
I can say some things to my culture that others can't say. All I ask for amongst my congregation, amongst my community, amongst African Americans, is a fair chance at going and competing for a $21 an hour job.
One of those people looking to compete for a job is Tella Ruth. She was laid off before the pandemic and hasn't found a job since.
The job market has really changed since I looked for a job 37 years ago. And so there are some skills that I need to enhance.
Ruth says one of the first things she'll need to know is how to use Microsoft Office. But she didn't know that one of the two programs under Next Level Jobs would pay for her to learn those skills. Now that she knows about it, she says she'll definitely use it.
Yes,
we're trying to get ready.
I will.
Blair Milo, Secretary of Career Connections and Talent, says by November, they hope to have a little bit of a formula that can be copied and pasted by other community leaders around the state who want to connect Hoosiers to jobs that suit them.
Things that we want to keep doing, things that we don't want to keep doing, and who else we want to maybe bring to these experiences, and go from there.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Justin Hicks.